This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A year ago, the United States and Britain began the military campaign in Iraq. Leading up to the war, President Bush insisted that Saddam Hussein's arsenal was a grave and growing threat. Some of America's closest allies disagreed, and the UN Security Council refused to pass a resolution allowing the use of force against Iraq, despite the best efforts of U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell and others. Here are some audio milestones on the road to war.
Last November 8th, this council passed Resolution 1441 by unanimous vote. The purpose of that resolution was to disarm Iraq of its weapons of mass destruction. Iraq has now placed itself in danger of the serious consequences called for in UN Resolution 1441.
So now we have reached the point of decision, and we make a final appeal for there to be that strong, unified message on behalf of the international community that lays down a clear ultimatum to Saddam that authorizes force if he
continues. The use of force should be always the last resort. We did not rule out the use of force, but not now for one reason. For one reason is that the inspections are making progress.
T-shirts. No war on Iraq. T-shirts.
We are going to send a strong message to the world that not all Americans are united behind this war.
We get tired of seeing the anti-war signs. It just demoralizes the military, and we're just here to show that people do support them.
15 Marines stand outside in the desert tempest. The swirling sand finds its way inside shirts and shoes, lips and eyelids.
The weather's bad, constantly changing. A lot of bugs, can't eat, sandstorms, rain, everything. It's just completely miserable.
Hallelujah! There's people in the desert right now eating sand for our country. God bless them all.
Thank goodness we have a president with the courage to protect our country. And when people ask, what has Saddam done to us? I ask, what had the 9/11 hijackers done to us before 9/11?
All the decades of deceit and cruelty have now reached an end. Saddam Hussein and his sons must leave Iraq within 48 hours. Their refusal to do so will result in military conflict.
It is Mr. Bush who should go to exile, because Mr. Bush is endangering the whole world. It is Mr. Bush and Mr. Brad who should go away, who should leave office.
There are 30 countries who have agreed to be part of the coalition for the immediate disarmament of Iraq. They are Afghanistan, Albania, Australia, Azerbaijan, Colombia, the Czech Republic, Denmark, El Salvador,
a former
Eritrea,
soldier, 59-year-old Abdulmenin al-Drubi,
Ethiopia,
displays
Georgia,
his cache of ammunition. He says the party has armed all trusted men in the neighborhood. He says Iraqis will pin the Americans down if they try to enter the city.
My fellow citizens, at this hour, American and coalition forces are in the early stages of military operations to disarm Iraq, to free its people, and to defend the world from grave danger. On my
the people
orders,
of the United States and their friends and allies will not live at the mercy of an outlaw regime that threatens the peace with weapons of mass murder. We will meet that threat now with our Army, Air Force, Navy, Coast Guard, and Marines, so that we do not have to meet it later with armies of firefighters and police and doctors on the streets of our cities.
Now, my thoughts today are with the Iraqi people who face yet another ordeal. I hope that all parties will scrupulously observe the requirements of international humanitarian law and will do everything in their power to shield the civilian population from the grim consequences of war. Let us hope the future will be much brighter for the Iraqi people than the recent past, and that they will soon have the chance to rebuild their country in peace and freedom under the rule of law.
United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan and others.